You're tuned to the Rosie on the House show with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Call with your landscaping questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Spending your Saturday morning with us in the landscape this hour, as we are the first hour of every broadcast. What's some of your outdoor traditions? Do you ever deep fry a turkey? That's an old Cajun tradition at our house.
I got to be honest with you. I've been scared.
That's smart.
I have a good friend who does it every year. He fries a bunch of them, and so I'll let him do that. But
you need secure.
You do.
That oil is hot.
Ooh. I used to fry chicken when I was a young man at a restaurant, so I got burned plenty doing that. I have those memories still, working all that hot oil, so I have a lot of respect for gallons of hot oil sitting on a burner. In any case, that is still a hugely popular thing, and you know, that turkey's fantastic. I mean, you do it every year.
Yummy!
Oh, there we go. And one of the safest places to do it, of course, is outside. And what better place than to have a designated area to cook outside for that?
I wouldn't even do that in the garage.
No, I mean, of course, that's my point. So having a safe outdoor place for it. And one of our favorite things to be involved in planning is an outdoor kitchen, an outdoor eating area, an outdoor, obviously, cooking area, grills, smokers, barbecues, and have that space out there, have a good, solid, open area for tables and chairs. And, you know, of course, keeping it near the inside kitchen. You know, statistically, if you don't keep all that fairly near your inside kitchen, people don't use it as much. So you don't want to have to go a long way with all the dirty dishes or with the food. But have yourself a place for that, a safe place. And what better place to do something like that than barbecue or fry a turkey?
And it's also a great energy saver in a lot of the months. Your heat's outside.
And you want to be outside. That's where everybody wants to be. You know, everybody always congregates in the kitchen when you're having a party. Well, congregate in the outdoor kitchen. It's so nice outside.
Some of the projects I've seen y'all have completed at Think Green involved a lot of really nice lighting. And we really haven't got to lighting yet. But, boy, lighting can make a big difference. We're talking about the trial parties. And, I mean, we're Cajuns. We're the Romeros. We never need an excuse for a party. A trial party, a real party, or whatever, Bobby. But lighting in the backyard makes all the difference as to how you can pull people into different pockets of entertainment
and you don't even
activity.
Need that much of it to create an amazing effect. I got a dose of reality the other day when I had, because of the storm, I had power knocked out in my backyard. So I restored that the next night, but that one evening I came home and it was a little too late to go out and mess with it. My yard was a black hole. I looked out those big picture windows, and there was nothing there. So the next night, I had it working, and I'd even added some lighting prior to that. And gosh, just that sounds campy, but night and day.
Yeah. Well, I think there's nothing that makes the backyard more inviting than a nice sound system, a nice lighting system, and a nice outdoor kitchen area. I mean, we virtually turned that area of our backyard, that it's not really the backyard, it's just an extension of the house. We're in that space all the time.
That's exactly it. That's good landscape design. You want to pull that inside outside. And a little bit of lighting, strategically picking a few focal points in the yard from inside the home, paints a picture. That's the neat thing about lighting. We get a chance to pick what we want to light. And even just a few focal points can make your yard look so much bigger. It makes it look spacious and inviting. It's a vista. It's a place you want to go.
Yeah, you add that dimensions to
extra dimension. Yeah. Exactly.
And while you're putting that low voltage out, that's a great time to consider outside sound.
Oh yeah.
And you know, we have
with the trenches open, put as much in it as you can. I don't think you can over what would you call it?
It's
infrastructure?
overdo the infrastructure, right. And that's all part of the planning. Pick those outdoor speaker locations, run some conduits for the electrical for that while you have those open trenches. And, you know, of course, we do a lot of irrigation work, and that's one of the things when you're doing that, we always bring up, do you want to do some lighting? Because you've got open trenches.
Absolutely. One trick in that sound entertainment system that people that do it themselves need to know is they need to get the speakers out away from the house and point it back to them. So many of the people that do it themselves hang the speakers on the patio and point it straight out, blurring away into the neighbor's yard. you can't imagine the depth of the sound once you get it into the yard and point it back into your sound box, which is your covered patio. Makes all the difference in the world for the quality of sound you're enjoying, and neighbors appreciate it too.
Neighbors appreciate it too. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Pam, welcome to the conversation.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Pam.
I was wondering if anybody else has had some ant problems since the storms.
Oh, yes.
Insects.
Every mm-hmm. time it rains, the ants come out all over our property.
Yeah, I'm inundated myself right now. So.
And I want to put something around. I figured I can get some bait to put inside because I don't know where they're coming in at. But is there, you know how you have those one-year sprays that you could spray around the perimeter?
I in my own home, when I've tried to control them, of course, in the old precautions apply, read the label, and you have to be careful of pets and all. I've used Amdrone. That's been very effective.
And that's a granular.
Mm-hmm.
It works best if you can locate the actual,
right,
where they're coming out of the ground, the mound.
The nest.
There's a couple things. If you're fighting them in the lawn, I pulled out, when I saw that question, the Bonide product pamphlet here. There is an insect and grub killer that kills ants, fleas, and ticks. With the amount of rain, it's very likely your grub problem's going to develop. So that would be a great product if you're fighting them in the lawn. And then for you, there's the ant killer. It's just called Fire Ant Killer, Stinger Fire Ant Killer by Bonide. And that's what I'm picturing inside the home. The little, it may not mm-hmm. be an actual fire ant, but it's going to be those little tiny ones. Very rarely you see the black carpenter ants inside. So there's a couple products for you that you could find at your local nursery and garden center. And we had a sleepover last night, kids out on the trampoline, 11:30, they're coming inside, and we're pulling out the Benadryl because they're covered in mosquito bites.
Oh, yeah.
We were living in Louisiana.
Our baby daughter is a cheerleader for Horizon High School, and they were out at the Buckeye Millennium High School on a natural field, grass out in the Roars. One of the moms actually had to go buy some DEET. Get all the girls sprayed down because they were getting eaten alive.
Yes. It's just what happens when it rains. It shows how alive the desert really is. It's just a lot
alive.
Of it's underground mm-hmm. until it
just
rains.
Add water.
Just add water. It's Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348. When we get back, Ed wants to visit along with Jim and a couple lines calling in. So we have one open, 1-888-767-4348.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.